Well, yeah, and the other one was being the first mover. I mean, for example, the Motorola was able to establish the Motorola 2N numbers as being, which were obviously the specifications, were written around our devices, so that the other people, either they'd come up with it with a year later or 2 years later with a different 2N number, or they had to attempt to make our 2N number and meet every single specification that we had in there. And these were very tightly specified devices. So it was really very difficult to hit every single parameter. And if you couldn't hit every single parameter, it wasn't a 2N2218 or 2N2219 or 2N2904. Unless you hit it exactly, you didn't have the device. And so this first mover, it's rather like with Intel with the 8080 architecture in microprocessors. Once they had that out there, and then all of the software is written around that architecture, somebody else has to attempt to replicate it exactly, and then they're instantly in violation of Intel's patents and copyright. You know, there's a lot of things. First, you've got to have the process technology. Then you've got to be able to make the devices. I mean, one of the things that we specified was what was called, you know, beta linearity, or the gain of the transistor over a whole range of current levels. And everybody else had huge trouble doing that, particularly the low current beta. We had some tweaks in the process that enabled us to, you know, it's 100 microamps, get virtually the same gain that you could get at 100 milliamps. So they're very flat, but whoever tried to compete with us had to be able to show that exactly that same characteristic. It's really not that easy once somebody else has specified something to exactly copy it.